whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Primetime on Wildcard Week.
Yeah, it's getting pretty wild.
This is a Wildcard Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
Injured? Don't trust just anyone to something so personal. Call George McCoy at Warren Allen. Online at warrenallen.com.
Isaac and Suk on 1080.
Wildcard, bitches!
The Fan.
All right, in the news coming up. Up next, though, Fire and Ice. It's a hot segment time. For the archives.
I believe that is a book in the Game of Thrones series.
Yep, Fire and Ice.
Yeah. I think it's the Saga of Fire and Ice.
I think it's a Song of Fire and Ice.
Song. Saga, song, gold jacket, green jacket.
But that'll be next.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a
That's a great line. By the way, Happy Gilmore 2 coming out this year.
You've got to kick him off the tour.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they did a teaser trailer for it over Christmas.
Who's in it?
Everybody. Well, minus Carl Weathers. He's dead. But
Adam Sandler. And
yeah, Adam Sandler.
You have to bring in the whole crew back,
bring
basically.
Bring the whole crew back.
Shooter's going to be in
Do
it.
Do we yeah. want this?
Oh, it's going to be terrible, but, you know.
It'll get your money?
Well, it's on Netflix.
It's going to be Netflix free.
So.
Well, if you pay for Netflix.
I don't. It comes with my cell phone. Nuts to you, Netflix.
Hmm.
No, I mean, it's going to be awful. Did you see the new Beverly Hills Cop that came out on Netflix? It's terrible.
Mm-mm.
It's, you see? It's just, it's bad. When you wait that long, it's not going to be good, but, you know, people will watch it and Adam Sandler will get a gajillion dollars. In fact, I think Adam Sandler might be the highest paid actor on the planet right now.
How old's he now?
It's probably in his late 50s.
Late 50s, wow.
Yeah, I'd say 50, I'd go 56, 57 maybe.
I thought he was more my age.
Is he?
58.
58.
God dang.
Dude, say what you will about Adam Sandler, and I know, like, people bag him, but, dude, that guy... He's got the best life. He gets to make what he wants to make with his friends. His movies make gobs of money. Netflix gives him gobs of money, and he doesn't really care if anyone likes him or not.
58 years old, that makes me feel really old that he's that old now.
Yeah. Well, he's been around a long time, man.
Well, yeah, he's 58.
I think Dave Grohl just turned 60. That made me feel old.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I believe Dave Grohl is 60.
What is even happening?
Let me pull it up. Oh, I lied. I thought he was.
How
I thought he turned
he?
60. He's 55.
Ben Stiller will be in it again. Julie Bowen will be in it again.
Fake news.
Someone just turned 60, like over the holidays.
Who was it?
And I'm trying to remember who it was, but I saw a thing like "Happy Birthday" to him, and I was like, "Oh my God, you're 60 years old!" And it made me feel.
Was it Brad Pitt?
A million years old.
He's not that old, is he?
God, it just happened. I can't remember who it was.
Well, there was a notable trend in the college football bowl season. J.C. Bates.
Mm-hmm.
They are saying that 21 of the 30 non-playoff bowl games that aired on ESPN saw ratings increases, the majority of them by 20% or more.
Tasty.
Yeah, increase.
People love to crap on the bowl games.
They sure do.
The players like them. ESPN loves them. It's live programming, and people tune into them. So they're not going anywhere.
I watched a lot of them.
Yeah, you were sick, and so you plopped down, right?
I mean, I watched a lot of them. I don't know. It's like there's nothing else on. Yeah. I might as well watch these two teams.
It happens to me every year where I'm sitting there, like you said, there's nothing going on. Maybe you're off work. You're sitting around, and then like out of nowhere – I don't know, like Cal and UNLV are playing, and you turn it on in the second half, and it's a close game, and you're like, oh, all right. And you end up watching it. Or maybe, you know, you lay a sawbuck down, and what was that? I laid 20 bucks down on the Duke's Mayo Bowl, live on the air, simply because...
And you cocky sniffed about it.
I did cocky sniff. I lost my 20 bucks.
You totally jinxed it.
Yeah, you claimed you won the bet like 8 minutes
Dude,
in.
He cocky sniffed a bet in the first quarter.
He was catching 10 points and then
and he
went
was up
7-0, so he had a 17-point cushion. He's like, it's over, I cashed it.
Didn't work.
And then they lost by 14, I think.
Yeah. It's like, whoops. I know, I kept waiting at the end. I'm like, come on, backdoor cover, you sons of bitches. And then the Pop-Tart Bowl, that's great. I
mean, who was that? Oh, that was Miami-Iowa State.
Yeah, but more importantly, they sacrifice a giant Pop-Tart at the end.
Well, what ends up happening in the bowl games, even though everyone seems like there's a narrative that, oh, no one cares, bleh. Dude, I don't know how many of them you watched.
Mm-hmm.
Those teams are into it.
Yes.
Taylor Swift, damn,
every once in a while you get one that, that team, you know, maybe didn't want to be there, or they had too many opt-outs or whatever. But even the kids that are playing, like Virginia Tech, you know, like Virginia Tech.
They didn't have a lot of kids.
They didn't have a lot of kids playing, but they the kids that were out there were fighting their ass
Michigan was down, I think, six of their seven or eight players, and so Michigan beat Alabama.
It's I don't know. It's cool. It's like...
When I got locked into the one that I ended up watching, because I always like rooting for Army and Navy, and Navy played Oklahoma in the Armed Forces Bowl. And you could, I don't care if Oklahoma didn't want to be there or not. Dude, Navy was playing for an 11-win season.
Well, Oklahoma wanted to be there. I think they were up 14-0, weren't they?
Navy ended up winning 21-20, and that was their Super Bowl, and that was cool as hell to watch.
So anyway, ratings up. So suck on that, haters.
Next time you decide to bag on the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl,
that's right.
Realize that someone out there cares.
That's right.
A lot of people care.
Plus, gambling helps.
Well, yeah.
As you said.
Look, I'm not watching the Mayo Bowl without my 20, and the 20 bucks, whatever. But I'll tell you what, I was at home.
Look at you. 20 bucks is nothing to you.
For God's
rich guy.
Sakes. Yeah, 20 bucks. Is that going to make, if you're betting 20 bucks and like you're like that's you paying your rent, you got issues.
Let's look ahead to, in the news, I have a story about $7 eggs.
Oh.
And let me tell you something, people are going crazy about it. So.
I love, wait. So when are the price of eggs coming down as opposed to naming gulfs and conquering other countries?
I saw someone suggest we should just rename it the Gulf of Cheaper Eggs.
There you go. But, like, I was at home on my couch, like, and the game was over. Like, they were down by 14 points with, like, 4 minutes to go, and yet I'm on the edge of my couch being like, you sons of bitches, come on! One time, Virginia Tech, one time! That's why bowl games and gambling are fantastic. And by the way, it was not... Dave Grohl, someone correctly points out it was December 23rd. Eddie Vedder turned 60 years old, and it made 60. Me feel 1,000 years old.
Yeah. That one's not as bad as Grohl. I don't know why to me, but.
I don't know, man. When I saw Eddie Vedder at 60, because I think of Pearl Jam as like
kind
of coming up with him. Wrong.
Well, you're an old ass too, so
man,
don't.
I'm not 60, for God's sakes.
Here's a text. Bowl season is that magical time of year where you look at your TV guide and ask yourself, is this a college football bowl game or a basketball game?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
Or, you know what's getting me now? I don't know if this happens to you, but, you know, me being a Kansas fan, oftentimes they dupe me with the Kansas women's lead.
Yeah, that you know, you,
like
you.
I go to ESPN.com. Yeah. Like today, they were playing TCU. I'm like, what is this? Oh, it's the women.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I watched it because I'm not sexist.
No, not at all. But yeah, that does happen because on mine, like I have a little streaming box. So I just like it. There's like a whole sports thing. You just click on sports and it's like all the sports games. And I get roped into that all the time because it doesn't tell me what it is other than just the schools.
It's kind of a grab bag of sport.
Yeah. You're just like, hey, what's happening
for
here?
You? Well, attendance numbers are not. They're not doing that well.
No.
They're down across the board.
No one's going
this is bowl games.
Yeah. Well, like UConn and North Carolina played in the Wasabi Fenway Bowl. Look.
I watched that too. That one was, let's see, let me think if I remember who that was. Because there was one at Yankee Stadium. I think Yankee Stadium was Boston College, Nebraska, and that was a mess, but still good. And then Fenway, that was UConn. Mm-hmm. Playing North Carolina.
You are correct.
And UConn kicked the crap out of them.
Yes.
Jim Mora.
And
took their butts out of there.
Don't come after our recruits either.
Why don't you take your butt out of here?
Look, I don't know how many UConn and North Carolina fans are going to Boston for Christmas, but you'll sit on your couch and you'll watch it. But that's the ugly thing about bowl games is that it's never been about attendance. It's about ESPN. ESPN wants programming.
Don't you think UConn fans jumped over there?
I don't think they did.
Not that far.
I don't think UConn. First off,
Fenway?
You said fans. It's probably UConn fan.
Look UConn, at you.
Yeah.
Taking shots.
I am taking shots at
the
UConn
Huskies.
Yes.
The mighty Huskies.
You think UConn fans traveled en masse to Boston? No.
Well, I don't know about en masse, but yeah, I bet they had some fans over there. It's close to where they live. And it's Fenway Park.
Yeah. Shut up.
And it's a big bowl game.
There's just certain places where people aren't going to, and no one's going to that. It's just not.
Okay. Whatever. Whatever, Sook.
Well, it's one thing if you're going to like a bowl in Nashville
you
or
ass.
Yeah. You're gonna go spend
Nashville. That one was. That was a good one, if I remember right.
The Music City Bowl.
The Trans Perfect Music City Bowl.
And I do love all the sponsors.
Yeah.
I am a proud alumni of the AXA Equitable Liberty Bowl.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Who played in Nashville? Do you have that in front of you?
Missouri and Iowa.
Yeah. Good game, too.
27-24.
The overhit in that one.
How do you know that?
That's how I remember them. It was a win.
Also on our college football crack block, how about Oregon State and Washington State? We learned this from John Wilner. At least I think I saw it on X from John Wilner, mm-hmm. that the Beavs and the Cougs will get $50 million from the Rose Bowl this year and next.
Hey, oh, so they each get...
They each get 25.
They each get 25 each year. So each school will pocket over, and then the contract's up. So when... Yeah. When everyone left the Pac-12's contract with the Rose Bowl still stayed put. They can't break that. Right. So
Oregon playing in the Rose Bowl,
yes.
gets the Pac-12, which is now just Oregon State and Washington State,
yes.
$50 million.
Yeah.
But that would normally be divided over all 12 schools. Well, yeah. since there's only two left,
they get it.
Oregon State and Washington State get $25 million each of the next, so this year and next year. Mm-hmm. So that's $50 million for each school.
It's a nice little war chest.
That's huge.
Yes. For two schools that need money. I mean, look, it's not going to go like very far, but for a couple years, you put that and, you know, I don't know what you do with it, but it's much needed.
Well, how about you pay players?
Well, again, but you can't pay players with that because it's going to be gone in 2 years. And then you're right back to where you're starting from. You probably need to use that to, I mean, honestly, I don't know. I mean, whether you're trying to hire staff or whatever, it's just it's a nice little it's a nice little check. I mean, it's a nice big check, but that money is going to go real, real fast. It's not going to sustain you.
By the way,
better than a sharp stick in the eye, though.
UConn did travel, you son of a bitch.
Did they?
27,900 at Fenway, up from the 2023 Wasabi Fenway Bowl of 16,238. So. Yes, they did.
All right. The UConn fans showed up in mass.
You owe them an apology.
Can I ask, is Wasabi both then a company and just a food product? Because, like, is there only one Wasabi? It's the same Wasabi? And who's paying for this?
I think Wasabi
is... The company Wasabi?
Is this like when avocado...
No. Wait.
Oh, what?
I am of the opinion, and I don't know this, you might have to Google.
I just did.
I think it's a tech company.
It is.
Yeah.
Why would you name your tech company after Japanese horseradish?
Well, perhaps there are some parallels. They're a spicy company.
Tingle in your nose.
It is like horseradish. Yes, it is Wasabi Technologies.
What do they do?
Well, how many idiots like me think that it was about the Japanese condiment?
95%. And I wouldn't even call you an idiot for that.
It's a dumb name for a company.
And perhaps that's why they do it, is like they want people to understand.
If that's your trick to get me to know about your company, I'm out.
Well, you know now.
And I won't be using their services.
Sounds like they're
you're going to boycott them, are you?
Yeah, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
They have cloud storage, AI intelligent media storage,
okay.
and surveillance clouds.
What an idiot.
That's, I don't even know what stupid. That means.
I don't know, man.
But cool.
They do a lot of...
Surveillance clouds. Sound like drone stuff.
They're in the clouds, and it says here, spicing up the cloud storage industry.
See? Spice.
Yes.
See?
Discover why businesses across the globe trust Wasabi for their data storage needs.
Buck's pissed about this. He's not happy.
That's just dumb.
That's just dumb.
They have a mission statement and everything.
Okay, so last thing in the crack block, and we'll move on. Mm-hmm. Drew Fowler, linebacker, Washington. Did you see his post about leaving school?
It was pretty badass. And I think the Barstool guys busting with the boys were like, all right, I think they're going to offer him a job.
He said, when I first committed here in 2019, because, you know, the kids, they all throw these statements up on social media.
And it's like an elaborate graphic with photos of you playing and your signature.
I would like
to
point out, hand to God today, I saw one from a kid today that came across my timeline who started at LSU, transferred to Texas Tech. From Texas Tech to some other smaller school, and is now transferring to Incarnate Word.
Pig Cage, I saw that.
Stop.
His fifth school.
Stop.
What's his name?
Pig Cage.
Stop. Name. No one, you don't get to make an announcement when you're going from LSU, four stops later, to Incarnate Word. Stop posting. No one cares.
So what did he post? That he was going to Incarnate Word?
Yeah, that he was taking his whatever. He was taking his career 23 tackles. That he was taking it to Incarnate Word.
That almost sounds like an Onion bit.
A little bit.
You know?
But it's not.
But
it's real.
So he said, when I first committed here in 2019, I talked about taking the road less traveled. Boy, did I have any idea what that would truly mean. Playing football through four head coaches, three athletic directors, four coordinators, and a global pandemic, my experience at UW has been nothing short of special. And then he thanks all of the staff and the coaches, and he says, lastly, to my teammates, I know none of you guys read all of this. I love and appreciate you all, my brothers for life. With that being said, I'm officially declaring for the job market. In other words, I need a job. Yeah. If you or anybody you know has an employment opportunity, I'm your guy. Gritty, hardworking, sneaky, athletic, locker room guy will bring my lunch pail to work. My LinkedIn is updated, and I am hashtag open to work.
I love that.
Thank you, Husky Nation. And then he has the Husky logo, and then he's got the LinkedIn logo.
Dude, if
you can link to his LinkedIn page.
If I had a company, I would 100% call and give that guy a job.
So that's Washington linebacker Drew Fowler.
How many job opportunities do you think he got out of that? 100?
So. A lot.
Well, Will Compton and Taylor Lewan, who do the Bussin' with the Boys, they like one of them picked it up and tweeted the other one, and they said like, "Hey, Will, I think we need some depth. Like this might be our guy. Like white linebackers unite." And you know, that's just good for that guy for good having a sense of humor about it, and just like, dude, it's sometimes for everyone. Well, I guess sometimes, but for everyone, it happens. But sometimes you just have to be smart and just be like, look, it's over.
Well, okay? And forget that a lot of guys aren't going to the NFL.
Let's enter the real world.
You know?
By the way, Suka, I got the list. Pig Cage transferred. He started at Nichols State, then went to LSU, then to University of Texas San Antonio, then Louisiana Tech, now from Louisiana Tech to Incarnate Word.
Is that five?
That is five.
Five in 5 years?
Just stop.
That's
just
maybe five and six with the COVID in there.
Dude, you have 23 tackles, I think, in those 5 years. Just
this is the one. This is the one.
It's the one where you turn it around, right?
He's matured.
Stop. Go away.
Well, he kind of is by going to
Incarnate Word.
All right, up next, Fire and Ice on The Fan. Yeah, so this is a segment called Fire and Ice because we have some pressing weather issues going on in sports.
Or emojis. Yeah. I mean, we'll
I don't know if you've seen the aerials of the fires in LA.
It's unbelievable.
Dude, it's nuts.
Well, and it's not far from downtown LA. So Pasadena right now and like Pacific Palisades is burning to the ground.
Yeah, so they've all been evacuated. They evacuated like 70,000 people down there.
They issued a notice for the Rose Bowl area.
Got evacuated. Yeah. But that's all north of where SoFi is.
Yeah,
SoFi is not far from the fires, and so they are monitoring whether or not the Rams can play on Monday against the Vikings.
Yeah, so they said where the edge of the fire now, I think they said it's up to 11 miles, only 11 miles from LA, but the mountains are in the way. So saying that may provide some sort of barrier, but yeah, they're keeping an eye on it. And you know, even if it doesn't directly affect it, I mean, this is like what happened down in New Orleans. Sometimes you just, it's not a wise idea to dump a bunch of resources and have people milling around when you're in the middle of a disaster.
Yeah, they're saying that they would never change the date of the game. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be Monday because the team that wins has to play the next week. So they're locked into playing it on Monday, but they may have to change the location.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and then on the other side of things, I mean, that's the fire. And then we got the ice could be potentially
that's
a problem.
That's why the segment's called Fire and Ice, Jace. You see what I'm doing here?
In Texas of all places.
Yeah, but so that's supposed to hit tonight.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to get icy and snowy.
Is that up to, 6 to 8 inches that they may get dumped on?
Yeah, but come on. Has anybody ever survived 6 to 8 inches of snow?
Well, I mean, if you think we're bad at handling snow, wait until Dallas, or I guess technically Arlington gets hit.
Definitely true. And that's supposed to host Ohio State, Texas Friday.
By the way, is anyone else weirded out by the fact that it's the Cotton Bowl, but it's not being played in the Cotton Bowl?
Oh, it's not? I thought it was.
No.
Oh, it's in Arlington?
It's at the Jerry's place.
Oh, I thought it was at the actual Cotton Bowl.
I thought so, too. And then I found out, like, I don't know, a week or two ago that it is not. It is the Cotton Bowl, not in the Cotton Bowl.
They're trying to confuse us.
It is a bit confusing.
Isn't the Texas-Oklahoma game at the Cotton Bowl?
Yes, it is. And the Cotton Bowl is always at?
The fair.
But the Cotton Bowl is at the Cotton Bowl. But not now. The Cotton Bowl is now at Jerry's World. It's very strange. So it's at Jerry's World, and they are saying that they're keeping an eye on that as well. And right now, nothing is expected, but you know,
can
change.
That one is a little less frightening.
Yes,
because it's a winter storm.
Whereas other,
but it's an unusual area to get that kind of winter storm, and ice is bad. We know that here, but they've kind of toned it down there, and they're saying it's just going to be a couple of inches of snow.
But the fire stuff is just horrific. And more importantly, I hate to tell you this, but Paris Hilton, Ricky Lake, Spencer Pratt.
Ricky Lake?
Ricky Lake. All homes gone.
Really?
I was kind of embarrassed. Like, that was the headline. That was USA Today had that story today.
Of those three?
Well, it's just, I was
Spencer Pratt?
I was scanning through, and I don't know about you, but I have my standard news pages that I go to. Like, I'll go to Yahoo, MSN, USA Today.
I go to OAN.
Yeah.
Newsmax.
Yeah, all those good ones. And I think it was USA Today. It might have been Yahoo. I forget which one. But there was, I was reading through on the fire coverage, and I could not believe that one of the headlines was celebrities lose home, and it was, they were highlighting that Paris Hilton and Ricky Lake had lost their homes. And I'm like, is that really necessary in the fire coverage to, so we feel terrible for Paris Hilton?
Paris Hilton, no. She'll be fine.
Spencer Pratt?
Spencer Pratt and Ricky Lake. I mean, I hate to say this, but are they that wealthy?
Isn't there others, you know? Oh, and also Chet Hanks.
Your guy.
My guy. Rapper White Boy Summer. Rapper extraordinaire Chet Hanks. Apparently, his home is gone.
Well, Tom will take care of him.
Jeff Schwartz. His high school burned down.
Jeff Schwartz.
Yeah, former Ducks lineman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he tweeted. He had a photo yesterday. And it's sad. Yeah, his high school was. I mean, it is. Some of the damage is just. It's horrific.
So Kerr and J.J. Redick both had to evacuate their families from there as well.
Yeah, and Kawhi Leonard left.
I was just going to say Kawhi taking a leave from hoops to help his family who's there too.
Yeah, it's crazy. 100 mile an hour winds, they're saying at times.
Yeah, it's really bad.
The Santa Anas.
Yep.
You ever been a part of that down there?
Never experienced the full Santa Ana.
Well, I think, don't quote me, you Southern Cal people will know more than I will, but I think it's when the winds shift and come in from the east and they're wicked.
And it's just blowing this fire all over, and then you can't.
Yeah,
you can't create a line because you try to get the barricade, and it just blows over the lines. And
it's just kind of weird to have wildfires in January,
right outside of Los Angeles.
But
yeah, and then of course, we got to get everyone on the, you know, everyone becomes a firefighting expert, and why aren't we using ocean water, and why isn't this, and why isn't that, and then Republicans and Democrats yelling at each other about it.
It's called rain. It comes down from heaven.
Yeah. I'm out of all that these days.
Yeah, you should be.
I don't follow any of that.
It's kind of sickening that I feel like this has now just become the norm that California just burns. But normally, at least we wait until the summer to burn, not January.
Crazy.
Yeah. So I just, what do they do? I hate it. Because one, you know what? I'm not going to pray.
You're going to go T's and P's on us?
No, because I don't pray.
Look, we're all thinking about them.
Nor does it do anything. But
it's a terrible situation.
I feel awful. Every time I see the coverage, it breaks my heart. And I know this is like probably the 800th thing down the list, but you know what really gets me when I see like the videos and stuff? It's the animals. Mm. They don't have a chance. At least people have a chance to flee, but they show like the horses and like dogs and stuff. And they just, there's just no chance for them whatsoever. And it breaks my heart.
All right, in the news is coming up next. How much is a dozen eggs in Clark County? What? Why are you laughing?
You're
laughing at the plight of Americans.
I am not.
Vancouverites.
I love how someone on the text line said a dozen eggs cost $2.99 and someone on YouTube says the dozen eggs cost $10. Clearly, they're both right.
I can tell you that neither are right.
It got me thinking about something completely else, and it just...
Completely else. What do you mean?
The Gulf of eggs. The Gulf.
The Gulf of lower
cheaper eggs.
Prices.
The Gulf of cheaper eggs.
Well, it's getting hot and heavy up there in Clark County. People are fighting over the egg prices.
I went to the movies the other day and I about had a conniption fit. I was not prepared.
What is a conniption fit? I feel like is it possible that that is no longer appropriate to say?
It's possible. It's entirely possible.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
How about this? I had sticker shock.
It is an informal idiom that refers to a sudden outburst of rage, hysteria, alarm, frustration, or ill temper. Sounds like you can still have a conniption
okay.
fit.
Okay, we can still talk
about it. I had this one right here. You ever, when they ring you up and you go, excuse me?
How much it costs or something?
Yeah, I took me and my gals to go see Wicked on like a Thursday night.
Let it go!
By the way, best movie of the year. Love Wicked.
Let it go.
That's Frozen, so not Wicked. But four tickets and a popcorn. Oh my gosh. I about fell out of my chair.
Let me guess. This is in Vancouver?
This is in Vancouver.
Four movie tickets.
Four movie tickets.
And one popcorn.
One large popcorn, because I was sneaking.
You wouldn't buy anybody drinks or anything?
Well, I was sneaking drinks in the pockets. Everyone had their own drink in the pocket.
Well, see, there you can't complain about prices, because now you're
ripping them off.
You're ripping them off.
Oh, no, I'm not.
You're just turning the tables.
Yeah.
Four, I guess.
$80.
So 20 a piece for the tickets, maybe 25, 100. I'm going to say $125.
101.
101.
Jeez. 101.
Wow.
And I just sat
Pays
there.
The
Thanks a lot,
kids.
Obama.
It was normally I go to the Tuesday night movie because it's the cheapo night. But this was one of those.
Like $5 or something?
Yeah, it's like $5 and then like a dollar popcorn.
Hey, that's a great deal.
That's a great deal. But we were
that,
all
sitting, you guys would have paid $21.
Yeah, we were all sitting around and was like, hey, let's go out, let's go see a movie. And we went there, and that's when I was like, four tickets, take my large, and I did, out loud. I gave, excuse me? What? And the poor kid behind the counter could tell. He wanted to be like, nice try, boomer. Just
yeah, totally. He's like, dude,
I felt
you
like,
know how many times I hear that?
I know. I felt like I was a foul, and I shut up after that, but I was the old man, like, what? Back in the day. $101 to go to the movies? Where's my... So I'm not complaining,
dude,
about
I,
eggs.
I was out on the movies years ago.
So I'll gladly pay my egg price. It's the movies.
Are you kidding
who's
me?
Who's ever lowering the
Are
cost of movies?
Are you kidding me?
You got my vote.
So how much is a dozen eggs in Clark County? You're going to find out next. Here's Buck. All right, welcome back. It is time for something a little different. As you well know, it is January 8, 2025. Mm-hmm. Now time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Please be seated. Honk your horn if you're out there in your car.
Yeah. Put them on the glass.
Flip somebody off.
Your hands, that is.
See how that goes.
Maybe your nose.
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is Argyle Day. Do you remember Argyle? Do you have anything Argyle?
I'm trying to think.
I'm out of Argyle. I used to like Argyle.
Yeah.
I had an Argyle sweater, have some Argyle socks.
I think I have a pair of North Carolina basketball shorts that have the Argyle on the side. I think that might be my last bit of Argyle. I used to have Argyle socks.
Yeah. I still have some Argyle socks.
Do you?
A couple pairs of those. Yeah.
I don't mind the Argyle.
No, it's a good look.
Is it out
I
now?
I think it's cyclical. Yeah.
We're old guys, so.
You got to be careful. Like, you're like, oh, I'm going to wear that. And then, you know, you look, you know, like 1,000 years old.
Yeah, because you youngs will figure this out later. You will miss the memo about something going out of style.
Yes.
And you will wear it.
Yeah.
And then somebody will point it out. Yeah. And you'll be like, wait, when did that?
You're like, what are those? You know, next thing you know, you're wearing cargo shorts. Or you're wearing the N1 mixtape shorts. And people are like, dude, you can't do that. That's why it's good to have either a kid or like a younger friend that just like gives you a heads up, like pulls you aside and is like, hey, man.
It's the kids. The kids.
Just so you know, like, that's not.
Yeah.
It's not working anymore.
Right. Also, it is National Smuggle a Chicken Day. You smuggle your chicken in today?
Why would I need to smuggle a chicken?
I don't really get that one.
I don't understand the purpose behind
Maybe
it.
Save one? Is that what it's saying?
So I go steal a chicken, but then I'm dealing with the bird flu, and I don't think that's a good idea.
Headline on KATU.com right now is Blazers on TV tonight.
That's the big headline, huh?
That's a puzzling headline to me.
It is a bit puzzling.
But why do they have to... Like, shouldn't they be on TV? Like, if they're playing...
Well,
like,
some nights they're not.
Yeah. I guess that is a headline, then.
Yeah. Or, like, they're not on the most widely available... I think they're, like, on K2 tonight instead of one of the alternative channels. Like, it's a main broadcast, so they're trying to highlight
Isn't that unbelievable? Your hometown team, the state's team, is playing tonight, and it's a headline that they're actually on TV.
Where people can see it.
That is insane.
And yet it's better than it was before.
Is it?
It is.
Is it?
It is.
Yes, we've got to bifurcate those two things.
But it's on TV, but let me ask you this.
No, I will not watch it.
Blazers, Pelicans?
Yeah, not watching.
Seriously?
You loser.
Zion's out.
Zion's been out for like 28 straight years.
CJ revenge game?
CJ's out too, right?
Is he out?
I thought he got hurt. Zion played last night, but he's not playing tonight.
Yeah, it was his first game back, I believe, after like 27 games with his fat hamstring, and now he's not playing again. I'm telling you, like, for all the crap that like Greg Oden gets, why don't Zion has played in about the same number of games? Dude, that dude is an absolute waste of space, and he has a max contract.
Well, shoppers in Clark County have rang in the new year with record high egg prices, and they're not happy about it.
Oh, that's no good.
Because experts say bird flu, partly to blame. Seasonal demand, partly to blame. And destroyed egg facilities have also played a role.
Wait, who's destroying egg facilities? What? Like...
I knew you were
How many egg facilities have been destroyed?
You can't just be like, egg facilities destroyed. What is there?
Down with Big Egg. I'm torching this place.
Yeah, is there egg terrorism that I don't know about?
A lot of people tampering with the egg industry?
I guess.
Egg production is down, declining at the end of December to its lowest level since May of 2020.
Oh, my goodness.
That was COVID.
That is right out.
So, how much are eggs in Vancouver?
I do not know. I am not in charge. Shocking. I am not in charge of buying the eggs.
I'm not either. Although I do go with my father-in-law to Bi-Mart.
Yeah.
And they have eggs at Bi-Mart.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't know the price.
Someone on the YouTube says that they got a dozen eggs today at New Seasons for $4.49.
Okay.
See, I get this.
Is that a lot or a little?
That's See, because this is That's not bad. I feel like
You're
everyone,
talking. Go ahead. Sorry.
I feel like everyone is like freaking out over the egg prices,
right?
And yet, I've talked to the BTJ about this because she buys the eggs, mm-hmm. and she often is like, I don't know, I buy these eggs, and she tells me, and it's like $4 or $5.
Like she doesn't even pay attention to the price.
No, because we've had this conversation over egg prices, and she is This is her. She's like, I don't know. She goes, I don't think they're that expensive.
It's not significant enough that it's noticeable.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Right. Anything that...
Someone here says that Costco, 60-pack for $14.99 when you got a family to feed.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what we do. We buy, like, these big... Because we use a lot of eggs. And we always have, like, a big pack of eggs.
I'm going to sound like a snot here.
You probably are.
But $7, anything $7 and under, mm-hmm. I don't care what... I don't care.
That does probably make you sound like a big jerk.
$5, $7, that's the same thing to me.
Well, so...
It's such a... And look, I get it. People, things are expensive out there. Yeah. I get that. But I would also like to assess the finances of the people bitching all the time about this. Are you willing to give up the alcohol? Are you willing to give up the chips?
The answer to that question is no.
Exactly. So then shut up.
Well, I just went to Safeway. And I put in my... Because this is Vancouver, right? That we're talking about. So I put in my zip code, and the Safeway by me. Now I do not know if Oak Glen, maybe that is the bar S of eggs. It's like I don't know. People want organic or farm fresh or whatever. But these right here in Vancouver, on Mill Plain, Oak Glen eggs, medium B, 12 count.
How much?
$2.19.
Oh wow. Okay, because this says Lucerne Farms large cage free eggs.
Well, these are medium.
$4.99. Monday at Safeway.
Is that a
Fred Meyers listed their dozen Kroger grade AA large cage free white eggs for $6.99. Mm. And that has people up in arms. Thanks a lot, Fauci.
Unbelievable.
Another texter says Trader Joe's eggs are either $2.99 or $3.49 for a dozen.
New Seasons, they're saying that you can't even buy them at all.
Well, I will tell you that if you're shopping at New Seasons, then you can't complain about prices because everything at New Seasons is $1,000.
Someone on the YouTube just said they got a dozen at New Seasons for $4.49. So this you can't buy them at New Seasons.
That's the thing. Okay. I hear so much rigmarole about eggs. I don't even know what to believe anymore. I don't know. I'm confused and frightened. They're eating the pets and not the eggs. I don't know.
Dare we say fake news?
A spokeswoman for New Seasons said
the grocer is
still receiving egg deliveries, but they're distributed across locations. The allotment ensures our stores receive a proportionate share. So that's kind of how they're doing that. Mm. But bird flu has limited inventory. I just got a text from a restaurateur who said $135 per case from them right now. A couple of months ago, $29.
Oh, so
now
that's
significant.
That hurts.
Wait, so they just juiced up the restaurant eggs?
Yeah. Well, you buy them in bulk, you know, I would imagine.
Gosh. See,
it seems like the regular consumer eggs aren't that bad, but the restaurant eggs are.
Because that's getting passed on to you.
Well, yeah, when you can buy them in just by the dozen. I mean, it's all relative. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know. Anybody that bitches constantly about prices of anything, I will go to my grave saying that that is a curse. Mm. That's a curse. I have people in my family that are like that, and it's just...
Because if it's not the eggs, it will be something else.
It's something else. Yes, yeah. It's everything. Everything is too expensive.
It's just someone who's never going
to
be satisfied.
They just constantly bitch about that, and it's really... It's hard to be around those types of people because It's just, you know it's coming.
You're not about that toxic energy.
It's just an eye roll. God, does anything make you happy, or is it always, like, it's a disproportionate amount of worry over something, one, you can't control, and something that, two, oftentimes isn't that expensive. You just think it is because you're a cheap ass.
It can be shocking, though. When you see, like someone said here, again, this is why I'm saying the egg price thing blows me away, because you see online $2.99, and then this person says $8 at Freddy's for a dozen today. If I walked in and the BTJ was like, hey, go buy me eggs, and I walked in and saw a dozen eggs for $8, I would probably be like, what the hell, man? $8? I was at, when we were driving back from Canada, we pulled in to get gas, and I went into the little mini mart place, and I was looking for a little sugar rush, and I found a pack of Skittles. I was like, ooh, Skittles. Nice little road snack for me. In my mind, Skittles, 79 cents.
Maybe 99 cents.
Maybe. That Skittles that they were hitting me at that mini mart or whatever, $4.
Oh,
guess who didn't buy the Skittle? I literally put back the Skittles and was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not paying $4 for Skittles. And yes, $4 is like whatever, right? $4. But there was a principle behind it where I am not paying $4 for Skittles. Now, I'm not going to bitch about it, but
Well, that is happening.
It's certainly.
Except you're kind of bitching about it.
Well, but only because we're talking about it. It's not like I went out to the car and was like, this is outrageous.
Sent a Facebook message to the store.
I didn't vote for someone on the prospect.
Leave a two-star review.
They were lowering Skittle prices. I just didn't buy the Skittles.
Well, the guy.
But here's the thing. You can't not buy anything now and not tell everyone in your circle that you didn't buy it.
What?
If you see.
I thought you were going a different direction.
No. When you see something now and you're like, okay, well, the eggs are a little too expensive for the Skittles, it's no longer enough to just be like, okay, I'm not going to buy that. You don't have to go home and immediately tell.
It's got to be broadcast.
It has to be broadcast to everyone.
This is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Shut up. No one wants to hear that.
Exactly.
No one cares about your plight because we all have the same thing going on.
You're a cheap ass. And by the way, let's say you are balling on a budget, unlike Big Sook, who just pees $20, apparently.
Who didn't buy the Skittles? Me.
Yeah, so you're resourceful.
Yes.
Let's say you're balling on a budget, and you're bitching up a storm. Yeah, these prices, messy. $4.99 for eggs. Yeah. Do you know...
Taylor Swift, messy.
Would you like to know how you can keep your grocery bill the same? Don't put the box of Kit Kats in the grocery bag.
That is true. But here's the thing.
Oh, but I have to have my Kit Kat.
Exactly.
Well, no, you don't, fatty. Shut up then. If you don't make adjustments and you're still bitching, you're an ass. And I don't like you.
That's a bold statement.
Make an adjustment.
Look at you having some courage.
It's like you got it. Like, the flights are expensive. We all make decisions. We all make decisions about things, whether they are worth it for us to pay for them or not.
Yes.
One, let's all keep those to ourselves.
No.
None of my business.
Taking it to Facebook.
And two, not everything is a complete ripoff. Not everything.
You seen the kids going around to Chipotle videoing the people building their burritos saying, oh, you're not putting enough on there. I'm going to get you fired.
No.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole internet trend.
It's like, is this a uniquely American thing?
I think it might be.
Probably.
One of the all-time great things that I've ever had on this show is this was so many years ago when gas got up to like $5 a gallon. And Rob went on a great rant about this thing, but with gas. If you're complaining about the price of gas.
Same thing.
Like,
same idea.
It's expensive for all of us.
It's expensive for all
of us. Well, not only that, but it's now, what is it, per gallon?
Yeah,
now
it's like $3.80.
$3.50, $3.80, okay. Whatever.
So then the lady gets out of her car, her little minivan, $4.50, and then she comes out of the store with 8 7-Ups and 5 gallons of freaking candy. You can afford that gas? Don't buy that candy, fat ass.
And that's what happened. I was when I was living in La Center, we were at a Shell station right off the La Center exit, and I'm putting gas in my car, and it was this family, you can picture them. They were in a minivan, and the lady was going nuts about the price of gas to everyone, just enraged. And then out came the brood, and they were loaded up. Big gulps, Doritos, all that stuff. and you had just the day before got on that rant, and I about pissed my pants.
That's what I'm talking about.
And that lady looked at me, and you could tell she just wanted to tell me to F off, because she probably thought I was laughing at her, which I was, but it wasn't really laughing at her. It was just, that is exactly what you talked about.
People can't, you got to make tough decisions, man. We all do it. So let's be adults, do it, and keep it to yourself.
And don't buy $4 Skittles.
I mean, seriously, the guy that is always bitching about prices is not a joy to be around.
No, it's not.
And you know who you are, people. So stop it.
It's the guy that goes...
This is our 2025... Let's all pledge together.
Yeah.
Let's stop bitching about prices about everything, okay? If you don't like it, don't pay for it.
Yeah. You don't have to. It's the guy that when you go out to dinner with him and he orders the cheapest thing on the menu, not because he wants it, just because it's the cheapest, and then complains that your food is better.
Well, right. The complaint is the hard part. If you're sitting there staring at a menu and I'm out to dinner with you, and you say anything about the cost of anything before you order it, I'm never going to dinner with you again. I'm that pissed off about this.
It's like, I'm done.
I hate it.
I'm done.
I do it too. I look at a menu and I go, oh, wow. You know, because like, say you go to a really high-end steakhouse or something, they have the Wagyu beef and it's like $100 or whatever.
Yeah.
That, to me, it doesn't pencil. I'm not going to do that, right? I think I can get a perfectly good steak for, so. But I'm doing that in my head. I'm not sitting there bitching about it to the whole table. Right? And we do this about everything, all the way down to eggs.
Yeah. Eggs somehow, eggs and bacon have become the... Seriously, we had an election based on eggs and bacon.
It's because people can't replace them. Yeah. Like it's so common.
Yeah.
Much like gas. Like we have to have gas, right? We also, I think a lot of people think they have to have the eggs.
Yeah.
So
hey, we need eggs.
When are you going to stop buying eggs?
I need eggs.
I'm not going to stop buying eggs. I'm just going to bitch about it.
I also need to gamble on the Duke's Mayo Bowl. I need that.
Right.
I'm not going to not gamble. That's free money.
All right. Well, anyway, eggs are over $5.
He's had a Schultz-y moment there as a show. good times.
Well, I think it's important this is a problem in America, and this is something that this show has the courage to discuss.
You know what else is a problem?
Not breaking right now?
The clock.
Yeah, the clock.
I know. All right. Well, I'll give you one more story. Leif's Auto Collision Center news next on The Fan.
Wow.
All right, this is in the news for Jan 8, Elvis's birthday.
That's right.
2025. Final story here. Leif's Auto Collision Center in Tigard is closing for good.
Yeah.
No more Leif's.
That was the lead headline that I saw today when I logged on to...
Not Blazers on TV tonight?
No, I think mine was maybe KGW, and the headline was Leif's shutting down.
Yeah, they've stopped taking new customers. They will remain open through April to work on 150 vehicles or so that are still under repair. Now, Leif's well known for blanketing the Portland area with radio ads.
And it's funny because, I mean, they've advertised with us for years.
Yeah.
Advertised with everybody. And I've never seen a more polarizing company. Because you'll get people that swear by Leif's, and then other people say that it is the biggest pile of you-know-what. And it really goes...
A lot of controversy. Of course, we always get the guy who texts us. Somehow we have something to do with it.
Yeah, what do you want from me?
That he will never listen again as long as Leif's Auto Collision Center is on the air.
I don't know Leif.
All right.
But...
Bye.
Yeah, sorry.
We'll try to move on without you.
They're just giving us their money. What do you want us to do?
Exactly. We're taking that cash. Kidding me? We advertise strip clubs here. You think we have morals?
I did see in there that I thought it was a little weird because Leif said that he had several offers for the business, but he decided not to sell it, which I don't understand. So you're shutting down the business. Someone offered you to buy the business, but you're just going to shutter it? That seems a bit odd to me.
He says his decision to step away comes at a time when the landscape for independent auto body shops is changing. He said more mom-and-pop operations are being bought out by larger chains like Gerber Collision and Glass, Caliber Collision and Crash Champions. He said the trend began roughly 15 years ago and has accelerated. There's been all these smaller shops that have been gobbled up by private equity and big national firms. It's tough because more insurance companies would rather work with the big firms than the smaller ones. He has battled insurance companies over the years, too.
That is what he says.
Yeah, it's been a whole
thing. Yeah, there's been lawsuits.
Yeah.
But isn't that weird? Like, if someone didn't want to buy it, why wouldn't he sell it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Didn't that seem like a little, I don't know. I just thought that was like one of those.
I don't know about this guy.
Did anyone really try to buy it, bud?
Apparently he sued the Better Business Bureau.
Yeah, for like, because they gave
him an F
rating. Yeah. Yeah, he's a, that's what I said. It's a very polarizing business, depending on who you talk.
Well, they're going away.
But not for a while.
No more lifts.
There's a bunch of cars, so if your car is there, don't worry.
Yeah, they'll fix it.
They will fix it. So to pre-loss condition.
That is in the news. Brought to you by The Advocates. Injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. The Hot 5 and 5 is next on The Fan.